Welcome to Jubilations, a Judaic podcast intended to educate, inspire, and motivate your hungry Jewish mind. Each week, Jubilations dives into the minds of influential Jewish people speaking powerful words of wisdom. Thank you so much for joining me on Jubilations today. I have the Israeli Scouts Friendship Caravan. I have two of how many?
Of 10. 10 people. 10. And two counselors.
And see, and that's because we couldn't fit that many into the podular today.
That's right.
But that's okay. So we have Noah. And your last name?
Lahav.
Lahav.
Yeah.
Lahav. I love
very
that.
Very Israeli.
It is. And Gal, what's your last name?
It's very Israeli too. It's called Zamir.
It's called Zamir?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I like that.
We should try and do it with the R.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I try. But, you know, with that... with that American accent, it's kind of difficult.
Like my American accent.
Yeah, right?
Very strong accent.
We at Jubilations are so lucky to have you guys here today because you had just moments that your really wonderful friend Wendy brought you over to me for. Right. So we could talk a little bit about things that people don't normally know about with the Israeli Scouts, or do we want to be called Israeli Scouts Friendship Caravan, or do we want to be called Friendship Caravan?
I think it's the Israeli Scouts Friendship Caravan because okay. The Israeli Scouts are very different from the American Scouts.
That's right, which I don't even know if I know who the American Scouts are.
Okay. Exactly.
Yeah,
That's exactly the difference.
Yes. I'm sure there's not a lot of Jewish ones. But so I am so fortunate to have you guys, and I want to learn about you guys instead of always just listening to the music. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Okay.
So I want to know what town you're from, Noah.
Okay, so I'm from a small town. In Hebrew, it's called Moshav. Mm-hmm. It's pronounced Aseret. It's right next to Rehovot, which is a city next to Tel Aviv.
Ah.
So it's in the center of Israel.
Yeah, cool. Do you spend time in Tel Aviv?
Yeah, I
you
love
like to
going
hang
to
at the
Tel
beach?
Aviv. Yeah, okay. Actually, I have a beach that's very close to my town.
Oh,
so
do you?
That's chill.
Cool.
But I've lived there only for 2 years. I didn't live there my entire life.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And Gal, where are you from?
Well, I'm from a small town near Tel Aviv too. It's like a suburb of Tel Aviv.
Mm-hmm.
It's not well known, but hopefully this broadcast will make it famous.
It'll be big. It'll be the capital soon.
Yeah, don't thank me for it.
Yeah.
It's called Yahud.
Okay.
And it's like 10 or 15 minutes from Tel Aviv. Even closer to Tel Aviv than Noah's Moshav.
Did you guys know each other prior to being in the caravan?
No.
Really?
I never met Noah before this project.
That's right. Now we're best friends.
Yeah.
Fist bumps. I like that. Oh my gosh, I wish somebody could see that. Do it again.
Okay. Okay. Like
they like do
it's like
our
secret
slap
handshake.
Bump, and then oh god, they have a secret handshake.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You'll have to add in that like Jewish like hood symbol now.
Uh-huh, yeah, that's right.
Okay. For sure.
Add that in.
Absolutely. When you come into being one of the Israeli scouts for the caravan, are you selected? Do you interview? How does that go?
So there's a certain process of selection. It has three different stages. So the first one is like the local stage, and you go to your scout troop. And then you go through a series of like small tests, you can say. And then if you pass this one, you go to the regional stage. It's from all over your area. All the troops send their best, which they picked. And then if you can pass this one, then you go to the third and final stage, which is actually a 2 days seminar. It's
a national tryout.
Exactly,
okay.
The national ones.
Kids from all over Israel.
I'm assuming it's singing and not like push-ups.
Yeah.
Well, it's not much to do about singing, actually.
Isn't it?
Most of the seminar is actually discussions about Judaism and what Israel means to us.
You are mostly picked due to your social dynamic skills and how do you behave inside a group and leadership. And
how to represent Israel.
Exactly.
Oh, cool.
Like less to do with singing.
The dancing and singing is, I mean, it's pretty important, but it's not the main thing.
That's right.
Okay. So you go through these processes and then you get selected, correct?
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay. And then do you get to choose where you want to go? Like which group? And are there three caravans, right?
That's right. There are three caravans. Okay. And actually, we were trained in seminars for 6 months, every single weekend from Friday to Saturday, practicing our dance moves, our singing, our how we set up our equipment. And during those seminars, we also have lectures about Judaism and American dynamics and many of other things that help us understand what this experience really is about. So during the seminars, we make friends and we talk just like normal teenage people.
Yeah.
And our counselors, they look at us and they actually build up the three caravans. We didn't choose where to be. We got selected.
Got it. That's so, kind of nice though.
Yeah, it is nice. But I don't know if you know this. There are two branches. We are part of the whole delegation. So the caravan isn't just like a single project. It's one branch out of two. The second one is like you go as a counselor, as a Jewish Israeli counselor to the camps in America. And you stay there for the summer.
Wow.
Yeah, and then that's cool. What you do. You stay there and you teach kids about Israel and do all sorts of activities in this specific camp which you stay there for the whole summer. So you don't get to choose. For example, at first I thought I want to go to the camps. I didn't even want to go to the caravan. But they pick for you. You don't have a choice.
Oh, there are 80 people in the entire delegation, and then 30 of them go to the caravan. And the rest, they go to be counselors at summer camps.
And is the caravan considered a pretty elite group to be able to be selected for?
Sure.
Wow.
Yeah. No doubt about you know, it. I hope everybody
knows
it.
The modesty is the best policy.
Oh.
You go, girl.
No, I mean,
a woman controlling us like usual, right?
Exactly.
I mean, I'm not trying to be like... Thank you. I'm not trying to be, you know, over self-confident or something, yeah. But the caravan, the friendship caravan is truly the like cherry at the top of the Sofim, cool. Which are the scouts project. It's like it's the most prestigious one.
And it's okay to brag.
It is.
I think that's pretty cool if you get to do that. I get what you're doing.
Yeah.
Totally get it. But I
we're
get
good,
that I'm
good cop
sided.
And bad cop, like yeah. Opposites. Yeah.
That's good. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. You guys are a match.
Yeah.
It's Besharet.
I mean, no, it's really is prestigious. I mean, it's 1% of acceptance.
Cool.
Out of 3,000 kids,
it's
only
true.
30 were picked for the caravan.
Okay, that's mm-hmm. pretty amazing.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Do you guys only perform in the United States, or do you do Canada, other countries?
Well, our group specifically, we only perform in the United States.
Okay.
But actually, there's one group that is doing the Northeast Tour, and they're doing also a part of Canada.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, and there's also the other group is doing the West Coast, so California and all of that.
Oh, nice. So, yeah. All right, so that's what the three different groups are. They
and
have
you went to like
different
the Florida
areas.
Area.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
So where have you, when did you start doing this?
Well, we landed in the US in the 24th of May.
Okay.
So we've been here for like a month and a half.
Got it.
Or so, yeah.
Where was your first stop?
It was New York.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Where we had our orientation and then we continued south to North Carolina, to Florida, and then we started going up again to the Midwest area. We're the Southeast Caravan, but technically, we're the Southeast Midwest caravan.
And do you go in buses or you fly to each place?
So we have this thing. It's called a van mobile. No, just kidding. It's
a
called
a van mobile.
No, this is like the caravan. That's why it's called the caravan because you're driving a van all the time.
Makes sense.
Actually, before we got accepted, my friends were like, "Are you trying? Are we trying out for a delegation where you sleep in a caravan for 3 months?" And I was like, I don't sleep in a caravan for three months. No.
No, you don't sleep there. We just drive there.
Drive there. And then
we
you
drive it
have
all the
host
time.
Families, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have to have served in the army before you can
no.
be part of Sofim?
We're 17 years old.
Ah.
Yeah. We're upcoming seniors.
No, after we finish this project,
yes,
then we come back to Israel. We have two more weeks of summer vacation. Then we do our last year as seniors in high school. Mm-hmm. And after that, we join the army.
The army is obligatory.
Okay.
And the scouts, it's a youth movement. There are many youth movements in Israel. And you actually, you if you want to join the scouts, you can join from fourth grade and so on.
Wow.
Yeah. So, it's,
but you have to be an Israeli.
Like born in Israel, I mean.
Yeah.
Actually,
yeah.
You don't, because yeah. that we I know a bunch of people who weren't born in Israel and they're still a scout.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I mean, are they Israeli citizens? I mean, like
yeah.
Okay,
they live
so
in
they
Israel.
Okay, so yeah. they have to live in Israel. Probably.
That's right.
Okay, do your families miss you? Do you miss your families?
I gotta tell you something. Okay, I'm being honest right now.
Okay.
Until like I don't know, like 3 weeks ago. Uh-huh. I missed a good bowl of hummus more than I missed my family.
Oh, no.
That's not nice. I know.
We kind of have some good hummus here.
No, that's not true. I'm sorry.
Well, when was the last time you've been to Israel?
I've had Israeli hummus. It just wasn't salty enough for me, probably.
Really? All of you viewers who are listening to us, you should come to Israel. Then you find out what the real hummus is.
Yeah. That's true. And the real pizza.
You think so?
Yeah, the real pizza.
Yeah.
I think so, pretty there. Much so. Mm-hmm. So now you're in Minnesota. You are halfway through, pretty much?
Even more than halfway.
Even more than halfway.
And where
I'm
do you
so
go?
I'm so sad that I'm saying this,
oh,
but
I'm
yeah.
sorry.
Oh, it's okay.
Oh, and then where do you go from here?
We actually don't know. One of the best things about this trip is that every day is a new surprise.
You're kidding.
I am not kidding.
You guys
we didn't
don't
even know we're going to go to Minnesota. I mean, our families know. Our counselors send them the schedule, but we don't. Like every day we have like sometimes we have like a day where we only drive. We literally drive for 10 hours. And the other day we come to a community and we stay there for 3 days. And I love it. I love the
Do
surprise
you really?
Effect.
It doesn't bother you that you don't know where the next place is that you're going to?
I mean, so we know the general schedule. We know that
because you've got to follow up.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I mean, and we know that in this specific day, we're going to be like, I don't know, in Minnesota or in this like specific area.
That's right. Okay.
But we don't know what we're actually doing every day. Like
okay.
how many performances or who are we going to be with or where we're going to perform. So we know the general idea, but we don't really go to specific details. I think it's better because I think that if we will know, like, I don't know, the plan for the next week, mm-hmm. then we will be so overwhelmed and that we could, I don't know, we won't be focused on just the thing that's going on right now.
And I think the experience is much more powerful when we first, like,
kind of
this exciting. Effect. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you're coming into a new state and you go like, oh my God, we're
yeah,
going
oh
into this
God,
state.
We're going
and
to
then all
Minnesota.
Of a sudden you see it go behind you.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I guess we're not stopping there.
Yeah.
Do they stop in the same place every year? I mean, I know we in Minnesota get to always have you guys. We have our set things, but mm-hmm.
Well,
is every state the same?
Actually, last year, you for many years now, you had the coast-to-coast caravan, the West Coast. But this year, we are the Southeast, and we came here. Every year, they do a little bit of changes in order to adapt to the new caravan and the new needs of, like, each community.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it differs.
Okay. And you don't have to be able to, all you have to do is be able to pass these tests that you do at the beginning, correct? I mean, is there other...
When you say it, it sounds real simple.
I know, but I know that it's not.
You just pass the test.
I mean, yeah. it's it isn't like your parents know somebody or
no.
it's
no,
never
no.
like that.
No.
I've actually never been to the Scouts till like 10th grade, so...
All right, so then yeah. when you guys finish and you go back to your lives, does everybody seem to keep in touch pretty well?
Yeah, that's what they always say about the caravan. That you just can't be in this trip with
without
nine,
making friends for life.
With nine
yeah.
more, exactly. Even like 11 people, because you have the counselors as well.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't be with those 11 people and just not be friends for life. Like it's like relationships that last for, I don't know, like so many years. I've heard about we at the beginning of the process, uh-huh. we had this guy who was in one of the first caravans ever. He was like 60 years old, something like that.
Wow.
That's right.
And
he was a father of a kid that's in the caravan, in the Northeast caravan.
That's nice.
So he told us about how he and his caravan members are still in touch after all these years.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of, well, it's like camp, basically. It is. I mean, it's well because
it's much more intensive tighter. Than yeah. camp.
Yes, because you're together so much. I mean, you guys are. Yes. It's very.
I think one of the things that make us friends for life is that we. It's not just happy and fun. It's much more complex than that. We fight.
Oh,
and we make up.
Like siblings.
And exactly. Yeah. We are each other's siblings for 3 months, yeah. basically.
And when you go into each town, do you get to go and see certain things there? Do you go to the capital? Do they bring you on tours of things or sightseeing or
so sometimes we go to places and the schedule is very busy. If the community is I don't know, like they want us to perform here and there and to everybody to see us all the time, then we move around all the time and we do setups and we don't get a lot of chances to see the town or the city that we're in.
Yeah,
but sometimes there an opportunity pops up and there all of a sudden you get a day off in Chicago.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Or Miami.
Yeah. yeah. So we
or Minneapolis.
Hopefully.
Or Minneapolis.
Hopefully, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah exactly.
Mall of America is calling me.
Yeah, right? I don't blame you. But there's probably really not a lot of room in your caravan to bring everything home with you.
To all our, like, all our shoppings and stuff.
Yeah.
yeah.
And do you love that you get to be with these host families? Is that mm-hmm. kind of a fun thing for you, or is it... weird, or is it?
Well, I can say that in the beginning, it was kind of like, what am I doing here? I don't know you.
Yeah.
But then, like, you begin to like it. I mean, I love making new friends all over the world. And
cool.
it was a really cool opportunity to, like, speak to other people and meet another culture. I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, the people are, it's my first time in America. And I was...
I'm shocked because you kind of have a little bit of a twang from the south of
south?
America.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I can hear a little bit of a twang from southern,
twang?
Southern America.
Like accent?
I'm kidding, yeah.
Like I have a southern accent?
In the
like
south?
Y'all?
Yeah, there
really?
You go.
I can say y'all. I mean,
it.
Everybody can say y'all.
That's a twang. I love
Anna
it.
Boy. Yeah. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, I know. I just like, I can
we
also
pick
have
up
a British...
some sentences.
Yeah.
Like we've noticed that many Americans, like we say stuff and then they're like, they respond with, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, many Americans
yeah,
say
that's
that.
That's such an American comment.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
yeah.
Okay, I'll do that.
That's
yeah.
amazing.
Wow.
yeah.
So I know that you can be found on Facebook.
You should follow our Facebook page, like the Southeast Caravan. It's called the Southeast Friendship Caravan, and you should definitely go and like it. I'm actually the one who's responsible
cool.
for the Facebook page. I run it.
Okay, cool.
I'm like the techie geek of the caravan.
I love that. Mm-hmm. I love
so,
that.
Yeah. So you should
and
follow
And so can you sing a little bit of a song?
Right
sure.
now?
Yeah.
So yeah, sure. What else should we do?
What do you want to do?
I don't know.
Do you want it to
I'll
be
go.
In Hebrew? Beatboxing.
yeah, there you go.
Yeah. I can do a Hebrew freestyle rap.
Do you want to do... Oh, no. Do you want to do a song in Hebrew?
Yeah, you want a Hebrew
yeah,
song?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, should I do the low voice or the high voice?
You see, we have low.
We have donations and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, you ready?
Okay,
go
you
for
want
it.
You want to count for us, like
1, 2, 3.
Yachad levelev niftach venire ta'or sheba shamayim yachad levelev. נפתח ותקווה לאהבה איך שהלב נפתח חובק את העולם ובקריאה גדולה נשיר אהבה אמרו הכל אפשר, זה לא מאוחר, השחר כבר עלה, זמן לאהבה.
Wonderful, you guys.
Yeah.
Thank you. God is really into it.
Yeah. No.
It's so, yeah.
You can see that I wasn't fake basing my singing
it's
skills.
It's harder to not have the music, but you actually do really good singing with each other.
Because, you know, we're not professional singers. I've actually never sang before in my entire life.
Oh, sweetheart, you should hear my voice. Oh, my gosh. And my mom sings, but I don't have any voice.
I didn't sing before. Yeah, only in the shower, but even there.
There you go.
And, you know, like right now we sing our finale song, a song in Hebrew, but we have many different songs like Mediterranean music, and we have like a children like song.
Medley.
So and actually like
yeah,
Gal and I have
did
like
you ever see Frozen?
A duet. Have you ever seen Frozen?
Really?
So we do the Love's
I'm,
an open.
I'm Hans the Prince.
Oh, yeah, I and I'm the
it. Yeah.
Like, do you Anna, do it in your show?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we do it for the kids in the summer camps and stuff.
Like, will you do it tonight?
Yeah, we will do it
well,
tonight.
Well, it depends if we have like...
I'm pretty sure we will do it tonight.
I'm coming tonight.
I don't want a spoiler.
Okay.
I don't want to make a spoiler.
Don't worry. What was the saying that you said people said? Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
And you guys have like different variations for it. Like if you're sad, oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Exactly.
That's cute.
Yeah.
That's cute. All right. So, Wendy, you want to give people a little information on how to become a host family? Possibly for 2017 again.
I wanted to put in a little plug because, as the Scouts mentioned, when they come to this community, one thing that's so wonderful is they get a chance to really put down some roots and meet some people. Many times, correct me if I'm wrong, you're just passing through. You may spend a day here, a day there.
That's right.
Minneapolis, because we have such a generous community that donates at our venues, we are able, because it costs money to bring the Scouts.
Yeah.
But with such generous people in the community, we are able to bring the Scouts for about 8 to 10 days every year, which is amazing.
It is.
And so my job as the Twin Cities coordinator, it's a volunteer job, is to find host families, which is the biggest challenge of this. Many people are sort of scared off by the idea of this strange teenager coming to live with them. But I can tell you, as someone who has hosted for, I think, going on 6 years, it's a fabulous experience for both the family and the kids.
Right.
We try to match these Israeli teens with other homes that have teens in the 13 to 18-year-old range so that everybody gets to bond. And it's a very social experience for the kids, their kids, our kids, the parents. We have a welcome dinner. We do bowling. We did bowling last night.
That's right.
We're going to go for ice cream tonight. It's very social.
Oh, with waffle cones.
Waffle cones, which they don't have in Israel, apparently.
I never had a waffle cone before.
Where are you going?
We're going to go to Grand Ole Creamery tonight.
Oh, my gosh.
Which is what we always do when we're in St. Paul.
I love it.
So it's a fabulous experience. I know a lot of people are kind of scared off by it, but once they do it, it's an experience for a lifetime. And
it is.
Am I allowed to get my little web blurb? Okay,
yeah,
so I have a little Gmail set up if people want more information. Even if you just want to ask, you certainly don't have to commit if you send me an email. But it's at IsraeliScoutMPLS, Minneapolis, at gmail.com. That's all one word, IsraeliScoutMPLS, at gmail.com. I'm Wendy Grosser, and I'm the one who is in charge of sort of just organizing all the venues when they come to town and finding the host families. So I would appreciate anybody who's even thinking about it, contact me. It is fun. I can put you in contact.
It is fun.
With other families to let you know, hey, it's loads of fun.
Yeah.
Right.
Cool. You guys, thank you so much for being on Jubilations today. Have a
thank
great
time
tonight.
Thank you for inviting
tonight.
Us.
Yeah, it was so
thank
much
you.
Fun.
You had
thank
so much
you.
Fun.
Thanks.
Toda.
Toda rabah.
Toda rabah.
Thanks for listening to Jubilations. May you go from strength to strength.